KJAN Sports.
Time now for some 2A Regional Girls High School Basketball on KJAN. Here's KJAN's Jim Field and Chris Parks live from Audubon.
All right, thank you, John, as we get ready for postseason girls basketball here this evening. Good evening, everyone, as the Audubon Wheelers play host to the Rams of Jefferson Scranton tonight in first round girls class 2A regional basketball out of region number 7 tonight as they get the postseason off and running here this evening. A lot of first round matchups going on here in this region 7 tonight, and we'll tell you about them as the night moves along. But Audubon and Jefferson Scranton getting ready here. The Rams come in with a mark of 5-16 on the season, while the Wheelers are 14-6 on the season and hoping to advance to a Valentine's Night regional quarterfinal round game, which will be coming up next Tuesday for the winner here of this one this evening. So an interesting matchup, and you know, it's hard to tell, Chris. You know, you look at records and things, but it's really difficult once you get into the postseason with these teams sometimes. When you're playing teams from different conferences, it's hard to really assess where you are all the time unless you're a really outstanding team, because you know, you've got variances in how difficult some of those different conferences might be.
Yeah, it's really hard to gauge, and a lot of times you get teams matching up that don't necessarily play even a lot of common opponents or you know, anything that you can really gauge off of comparative-wise. And yeah, the different districts are, you know, different competitiveness, and usually as you get into the postseason, that oftentimes determines how far a team ends up going. If they had that tougher competition earlier in the year, they may make a better run in the postseason. So yeah, it's kind of hard to tell, so you never really know. You got to be prepared to come out there and play your best basketball.
Well, and they both are hoping to play their best basketball here tonight. Two teams out on the floor getting ready here tonight. We're in Audubon as the Wheelers host the Rams of Jefferson Scranton here this evening, getting the Class 2A girls postseason underway tonight. I'll tell you more about it in just a moment when we come back. You're listening to high school basketball here on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Farm Service Co-op, located north of Atlantic on Olive Street, offers custom application of dry fertilizer, chemical, seed, lime, and anhydrous ammonia. They also fill gas, diesel, and propane tanks. Farm Service Co-op, where service is their middle name. Give them a call at 243-6567 or 800-243-6568. Hummel Insurance Agency in Oakland, Carson, and Macedonia. See Craig Hummel for a personal insurance consultation or Don Everett for life insurance at Hummel Insurance Agency. Century 21 DeMitt Realty in Atlantic, part of the world's largest residential real estate organization. Stop by their office on East 7th Street or give them a call at 243-2017. You can also take a virtual tour at century21.com.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Audubon tonight as we get set for the start of our basketball game here this evening between the Rams and the Wheelers. These two teams playing out of Region 7, they're on the lower half of that bracket. On their side of the bracket tonight, including this game, also is Ogden facing IKM Manning. IKM Manning, of course, the third-ranked team in Class 2A. They're playing in Manning tonight. The winner of that game will face the winner of this game in Manning coming up on Tuesday night, so a tough test for whoever picks up the victory here tonight. Also, Des Moines Christian is hosting Pleasantville, and North Polk is at home against Van Meter on this side of the Region 7 bracket. On the opposite side, I-35 is at Panorama. West Central Valley of Stewart is playing at Clark tonight in Osceola. At Greenfield, Nottoway Valley is hosting Clarinda, and at Clarinda Academy is on the road at Central Decatur tonight. Those winners all moving on to Tuesday night's second round play. So you're only guaranteed one game in the postseason. After that, it's up to you. And these two teams will figure it out here as we get going this evening. You got starters. You want to run those down for us here tonight?
Yeah, we'll take a look here at the two teams. And starting off here with the visiting squad, the Jefferson Scranton Rams, head coach Chad Morton. We mentioned they're 5-16 overall on the season. And here's their starting five. Number 11, Elizabeth Carmen, the senior. Also, number 21, Kristen Blair, a senior. Number 31, Jennifer Kennedy, a junior. Number 45, Kayla Mobley, the freshman. And number 53, Quinn Flack, the junior. The starting five tonight for the Rams.
And either one of these teams are going to overwhelm you with size. Let's just put it that way. Very average-sized teams, both of these sides tonight. Jennifer Kennedy, the leader, though, for the Rams on the season. The junior averaging 16.1 points a game. She shoots 39% from the floor and 64% from the free throw line. She's also their leader by far in rebounds, pulling down 157 of those. And she also is the team leader in assists. So she's very involved with the basketball at all times during the course of a ball game. Also, Kayla Mobley averaging just under 9 points a contest here on the season for Jefferson Scranton. The Rams averaging 37.4 points a game. They're not a high-scoring team. They shoot 35% from the floor, 23% from the arc, and 63% from the free throw line.
So that's a look there at Jefferson Scranton for the home squad, the Audubon Wheelers tonight. Head coach Kim Subert, they're 14-6 overall, and here's their starting five. Number 12, Susie Vilen, the 5'4 sophomore. Number 22, Lacey Vogt, the 5'6 senior. Number 24, Emily Nelson, the 5'10 junior. And also number 34, Kyra Obermeyer, the 5'10 junior. And number 42, Marissa Halbert, the 5'9 junior. Here starting five tonight here for the Audubon Wheelers here at home.
And for the Wheelers, they have a much more balanced attack. Lacey Vogt leads them, averaging 15 points a game, shooting over 51%, almost 52% from the floor on the season. But Emily Nelson, Marissa Halbrick, and Susie Vilen all averaging 8 to 9 points a game. So they get pretty good production out of everyone on the floor. As a team, Audubon averaging 50.4 points per game. They shoot almost 40% from the floor, 29% from the arc, and 57% from the free throw line on the season. That's how the two teams match up here this evening as we get ready for our basketball game here this evening. The two teams getting introduced here once again to the crowd. Let's take a look one more time at the starting lineups. For the homestanding Wheelers in white tonight, it's Vilen, Vogt, Nelson, Obermeyer, and Halbrick. For the Rams, Carmen, Blair, Kennedy, Mobley, and Flack, your starters. Let's listen up now for our national anthem as we get ready for our ball game here this evening, as we've got a couple of AHS students here at Audubon to perform for us this evening.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Rick's Auto Clinic at 702 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic offers oil changes as well as engine and transmission overhauls. Hours are 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Give Rick's Auto Clinic a call today at 243-7088. Kemlin's Plumbing and Heating in Harlan can help you cut your heating and cooling bills with efficient furnaces and air conditioners from Lennox. Call Kemlin's Plumbing and Heating on the square in Harlan today. And Mid-States Bank in Avoca. If you're looking for a bank that works hard to help you with your finances, see Mid-States Bank. They provide first-class quality and the convenience you've come to expect. Mid-States Bank of Avoca, helping you reach your dreams.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Audubon. Briefly lost our connection to the studio, but back once again in time for the opening tap here tonight as we bring you high school basketball this evening here on AM 1220, FM 101.1, and on the web at KJAN.com. Welcome in all of you listening on the internet. As we get ready to go, Jennifer Kennedy in the center circle to jump it up against Cairo, against Emily Nelson for the Wheelers. The tap is controlled by Audubon as Lacey Vogt chases it down, runs it down the lane, takes it right to the rack, and lays it in. Lacey Vogt wasting no time, taking the ball inside for the early bucket. 2-0 Wheelers. Pressure back court now as the Rams struggling to get it up the floor. They do now as Carmen across the timeline into the corner. Blair pass down low is kicked back out top now. Mobley with it. Across it goes now out top to Carmen, and they leave it across the south side to Quinn Flack. Now right side, Mobley off the dribble, leaves it back out top as they work the ball around the perimeter. They're trying to cut down low. Now they do, this time inside to Kennedy. Her shot no good. Got her own rebound and put it right back up and in. They were trying to work Kennedy from the far side, and the 5'10 junior cut along the baseline, got the pass, missed the first try, got the second, and we're tied at two. Front court, Wheelers have it, pass tipped, Vogt up with it out top, across the way it goes to the right side, Vilen going to try a long three and buries it, with pressure right in her face. Susie Bylan knocks in the triple, and it's 5-2. Wheelers now a steal. Volk the steal right to the rack, and the lay-in once again. Lacey Volk turning up the pressure backcourt. It's 7-2 Wheelers here early. Rams have it. Kennedy will run it to the front court, and she carried the basketball. Kennedy got that dribble up high, and it got away from her, and that'll turn the ball right back over again to the Wheelers.
Quick attacking here so far by Audubon, taking advantage of their opportunities and getting the ball right to the rack.
Defense turning into offense here early for Audubon. Front court, 7-2. Wheelers have the lead. 1-3-1 zone employed here by the Rams as they work the ball here in the near corner. Obermeyer all the way across to Byland in the left side of the lane. Back to Obermeyer. She'll fire one up. It's too long. Albrecht the rebound underneath, and she'll put it back in. Marissa Halbrick with the basket, and it's 9-2. Wheelers off to a real quick start. Pressure, backcourt broken as Mobley gets it up the head. Now fires it back out top. Kristen Blair with it left side. Now they kick it across back here to Mobley. And she'll leave it for Flack. Quinn Flack lobs it down low. They get it to Kennedy underneath on the left side. She gets the left-hand lay-in to go, and it's 9-4. Just over 2 minutes gone here in this first quarter. Wheelers with a basketball. Front court, Byland out top, Polk. Oak left side. They dump it into the corner now. Obermeyer fires it back out top. Head fake Byland and the pass across. Volk, she'll fire the three. In and out, no good. Albrecht fighting for the rebound. It hits the floor, and it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by whom? It's going to be last touch by Audubon. It'll be Rams basketball. 5:40 left here in the first quarter. 9-4, the early advantage here for the Wheelers. As Kennedy in the backcourt now called for steps. Working in the backcourt, nobody was coming to help her out. And she was stuck with the basketball. They call her for the walk, so the ball turns back over again to the Wheelers. Pass tip, knocked away by Kennedy. She swats it to the backcourt, but Byland chases it down. Byland up the floor, leaves it now for Volk. Lacey Volk out top, left side it goes. Now Nelson into the corner to Obermeyer. Obermeyer the dribble drive, the pull-up, the jumper in and out, and a foul underneath on the block as they were trying to get that rebound down low. They're going to whistle it against Carmen of Jefferson Scranton. That will be her first team foul against the Rams. Lacey Volk will inbound, lob it out high. Byland with it. To the right side it goes now to Nelson. Byland back out top, drives the left side, leaves it for Volk. Across the way right side, Nelson, corner, Halbrick back out top now, Volk. Volk again to Halbrick in the corner. Halbrick looking, firing across to Nelson as she walked with it. Nelson was looking for Volk over here on the left side. She wasn't available, and she'd already kind of started to move in that direction, couldn't stop. Good start here for the Wheelers. 5:03 left to go here in this first quarter. It's 9-4. Rams break pressure now as Kennedy has it in the front court, has harassed a bit, now gets rid of the ball. Out top with the basketball is Carmen. Cross here right side to Flack. She'll dump it low. Kennedy posting the banker. No good. Nelson fighting her for the rebound, and Nelson will get a foul called against her now. Looked like a pretty good block as she went up and blocked the shot by Quinn Flack, who ended up coming up with a loose ball in the lane. So for Nelson, that will be her first foul. First team foul on the Wheelers, and that'll send Flack to the line to shoot two. First try is no good. Quinn Flack, a 5'9 junior, at the free throw line, gets one more. 4:45 left in this opening quarter. Second one rattles home. 9-5 the score. Audubon jumped out to an early 9-2 advantage. Rams trying to chip away at that. Lacey Volk out top with the ball now here for the Wheelers. Fires it across. Rams into the corner now. Rams trying to stretch the defensive effort. They get it to Halbrick in the right corner. She fires down the lane. In the lane is Nelson. Her shot up and good off the glass. Nelson caught it high over her head. Never brought it down. Took it and banked it right off the window. Make it 11-5. And now a timeout asked for by the Rams as Coach Chad Morton up off the bench because his team was struggling to get the ball in bounds after the made basket. Now we've got a 30-second timeout by Jefferson Scranton, so we'll leave it right here. Both teams being bothered a little bit by the defensive pressure, but the Wheelers have a little bit more success.
Yeah, the Wheelers are having a lot more success, and it kind of shows that they get out to a good start, and it's going to be a positive here down the stretch as well, I think, because this is a team in Jefferson Scranton that's lost 7 out of their last 8 games, so anytime you can get up early on a team that's really struggled to win ball games, it kind of gets that confidence level down, They haven't been able to score a lot all season long as well, so if their shots aren't falling early, that also helps the psyche a little bit more of the other team. So if Audubon can keep up this kind of pressure and allow the tough looks that they've had so far, it's going to translate into some good success.
So the Rams, again, will try to inbound in the backcourt. They do. They get it inside now to Carmen, and back across it goes now to Blair. She'll try to run it up the floor, across now to Carmen. Front court, the Wheelers break, or the Rams break pressure. Here left side, Mobley stops. No shot attempt there. Now they get it to Kennedy here on the right side. Kennedy backs off out on the arc. We'll bring it around top. Now curl down the lane. The left-hand flip is no good. Through traffic, tried to zip one up. It's rebounded down low by Obermeyer. And to the front court come the Wheelers. Out top with it is Volk. Left side, Nelson to the corner now, Obermeyer. Volk back out on the left wing with it. She'll dribble drive and fire it across to Nelson. Nelson drives baseline. The pull-up jumper up, no good. Rebound down low, tapped and lost out of bounds. It'll belong to the Wheelers. Quinn Flack tried to control that rebound down low. Had position, couldn't get a good handle on it. And the ball out of bounds again to the Wheelers. A lob, Byland out top, will fire it across. Nelson into the corner to Volk, and she'll curl around, take the screen, and feed it for Byland, who will try to fire up a three, and that's good. Susie Byland gets her second triple of the ball game. 14-5 now, biggest lead of the game. Ball knocked out of bounds in the backcourt by Audubon defensively. So the Rams will have to inbound over on that far side. They'll leave it in the backcourt and fire it across. Kennedy this time will bring it up the floor and fire it ahead to Mobley. Mobley crosses over, and they're going to hit her first steps. She caught the ball on the run. Did she or didn't she? Well, the official said she did, so it'll be a traveling violation. It turns over. Dana Johnson, a 5'8 senior in now for the Wheelers, as Audubon has the ball in a 9-point lead. 3:18 left to play in this first quarter. Volk left side. Johnson down to the corner, and Nelson can't handle it. Johnson saves it, though, nicely. Chases down the loose ball and keeps it in play for Audubon. Now the pass by Volk, stolen by Kennedy. She'll run the floor and lay it in. Jennifer Kennedy might have gotten fouled. She was hit from behind as she went up for that shot. Kind of landed awkwardly. Got the shot to go. 14-7 Audubon. Byland on the right side. Fires it across here to Johnson. Left corner. Nelson with it. Nelson off the dribble drive, curls, goes to the lane, and now kicks it out to Byland. Byland across to Lacey Volk. Volk pulls up, going to try one from 17, no good, front of the rim. Rebound comes long, and is picked up off the floor by Flack. And Kennedy will bring it up the floor now for the Rams. 2.5 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Rams with the ball, trailing 14-7. Into the left corner now. Blair with it. Fires it all the way across here to Kennedy. Kennedy going to try one just inside the arc. No good off the rim. Rebounded by Byland. Byland up the floor now. She had Nelson breaking down deep but couldn't get the ball to her through traffic. Now ahead to Volk. Back out top. Byland right side. Johnson to the corner. Halbrick. Halbrick with the basketball. Back outside to Byland. Again the three try. No good. This one hits the front of the rim. Catches the floor. And Blair the rebound. Kennedy backcourt double team. Gets some help from Blair. Now to the front court it goes as Elizabeth Carmen will leave it out top for Kristen Blair. And the Rams will set the offense. Minute 50 left in this first quarter. Right side it comes here. Kennedy on the arc. Gets a screen. Drives to the elbow. Now curls down the lane all the way to the rack with a left-hand layup. Little hesitation. And then she saw the separation of the defense and took it right down the lane for the bucket. And we got a 30-second timeout asked for now by Kim Subert off the bench for the Wheelers. 14-9, Audubon the lead. Coach not happy with the ease of that last basket.
Yeah, that'll drive the coach nuts. She was able to come from the other elbow across to the left side of the lane and then just straight to the basket. Nobody stepped inside. You got to have some players that have some help defense, especially a player that you are pretty obvious here early on that she's the key. So you really got to get some players to help out and step in front and stop that kind of penetration.
Absolutely. Well, Jefferson Scranton, a very young team. They start two seniors, two juniors, and a freshman, but we're going to see some youth off the bench now. Allie Stoline, a sophomore, is into the basketball game. Also checking in now for the Rams is freshman Tressa Rasmussen. And also Abby Brevard, a sophomore, into the ball game now for Jefferson Scranton. For the Wheelers, into the game is Haley Antofer. And out top, Johnson with it to Antofer here on the left side. Fires it across now to Volk. Out top, Johnson. Antofer, left wing. Bounce feeds it off now to Nelson. Nelson off the dribble. Minute 10 left to go in this first quarter. Wheelers lead by 5. Volk out top with it. Leaves it off again for Antofer. Into the corner now it goes to Obermeyer. And back outside to Volk. Obermeyer, the give and go back to Volk, and she walked with it. They tried to give and go from the corner back to Voka, who was cutting down the right side of the lane, but she just was too far away from the basket. Was trying to take those stutter steps to set her up for the right-hand layup and turns it over. So the Rams get it back and then turn it over. Antofer steals the inbound. Wheelers have it again. Johnson with it. 52 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Lacey Voka out top. 14-9, Audubon the lead. Into the corner now it goes. Overmeyer, right side, back out top to Johnson, who has to go out to the center circle to get it. As they work the ball out on the perimeter. Antofer, left side, fires it across. Ball tips, but Volk chases it down. Leaves it for Overmeyer. Overmeyer, right wing, back out top. Half a minute to go in the first quarter. Bounce feed, right side, Johnson. They pass to the corner to Overmeyer. She'll try to drive, pull up. The 15-foot jumper, no good. Rebound underneath by Nelson. She missed the putback. Ball on the floor. Yanked down by the Rams, and a foul in the backcourt on Johnson. And rebound pulled down there by Abby Brevard, and a foul on Emily, or maybe on Dana Johnson will be her first. Lacey Volk is out. Susie Bylan back into the lineup now for Audubon. 17 seconds left to go in the quarter. The inbounds pass taken by Kennedy. Kennedy backcourt, flips it across here to Brevard, and she lost the ball. It's out of bounds here on the near side. Last touch, though, by the Wheelers as Bylan tried to come up with it. 11 seconds to play. Rams will have it here on the backside. They look to inbound to Kennedy. They bounce pass it in to her. 10 seconds, 9 seconds as she walks up the floor. Now fires it all the way up ahead to Mobley, who goes baseline, throws it up in traffic, and it rolls in. Boy, awkward shot, one-hander by Mobley, and that'll do it here in the first quarter. 14-11, the Wheelers off to a quick start, but the Rams settle down and make it a three-point game at the quarter. We'll take a break as we go to the second quarter right after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAM, All Sports Boosters Association. Insurance Services Incorporated in Elkhorn, your source for mutual insurance, has a policy of working together to protect your needs. Call Insurance Services at 712-764-6000 for competitive quotes today. Cook Hauling and Tree Service. Let them be of service to you the next time you need your trees removed, trimmed, or topped. Free estimates. They also do hauling for individuals and contractors. Give Cook Hauling and Tree Service a call at 243-6305. Nelson Machine and Forge of Marney. Owner Steve Nelson has over 30 years of experience in the welding and fabrication business. Plus, he sells welding gases and has a variety of steel inventory. That's Nelson Machine and Forge in Marney.
Welcome back here to Audubon High School as we head to the second quarter of play. It's 14-11. Audubon with the lead here over Jefferson Scranton in this opening round postseason basketball contest here in the 2A Regional. And a skip across pass now here goes to Kennedy right side for the Rams as she'll hang on to it. And now almost lost the handle, gets it back though. It was tapped. She throws it in the corner. Pass caught there by Mobley. She'll fire up the shot. It's off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound by Lacey Volk. Volk had a trailer and Kennedy behind, able to corral it though. Sends it to Bylan. She'll fire up a three. In and out, no good. Rebound ripped down by Kennedy, and she'll run out in front of the pack. All the way to the rack. Layup good. Jennifer Kennedy doing most of the work here for the Rams, and they're now within one. 14-13 is your score. Wheelers have a lead here. They'll send it over here left side over to Volk and skip across to Bylan. 8-0 run now here by Jefferson Scranton to get back in this ball game. In the corner, Overmeyer, one just inside the line, and that's going to be good for two. Kyra Overmeyer with her first bucket of the ball game, and it's 16-13. Wheelers on top. That stops that 8-0 run. Right side dribble now here for Kennedy. As she'll have it here. And now it's a pass going to be thrown away and tripped and stolen away. Overmeyer going to hand on it. Here comes Volk up the floor with it. Lacey Volk with the basketball. We'll send it over left side to Overmeyer. Overmeyer, skip pass across to Bylan. Now bounce pass to Halbrick in the corner. Needs some help, a dribble, and now she'll lob it back up top to Bylan. Bylan will step up, pump fake, and then bounce it across to Volk. Now back to Bylan. A zone extending out high against Bylan. Now they'll get it to Halbrick. Try to get it inside. Good look in down there, but this goes off of the hands that time of Emily Nelson as she can't corral it. And it'll turn back over here to Jefferson Scranton.
couple of substitutions here as Quinn Fleck comes back into the ball game now here for the Rams. And now they'll inbound. Hand it off to Elizabeth Carmen, and now she'll hand it off to Jennifer Kennedy. Kennedy will run it up the floor here, get a screen, go left side, kicks it in here left side. And the foul ball being handled by Brevard right now. Abby Brevard back to Kennedy, now across they go to Flack. Flack goes up top, and it's Mobley. Mobley on the dribble drive left side, all the way to the rack. Which one to go on a runner off the glass? As Mobley knocks down the bucket, and it's 16-15, one-point game once again. Right side pass into the corner. It goes there to Albrecht. Now they get it back up top to Volk. Over to Bylin. She was hit, but then just passed it off to Volk as her foot never left the floor. Then she sends it now here left side. Skip pass across. It goes back to Bylin. She'll stop at the elbow and fire one up left side. In and out on the shot. Rebound tracked down by Overmeyer. Volk will get it down on the block now to Halbrick. She'll get by the defender, and she walked with it. Traveling violation turns it over. Back up off the bench. Kristen Blair in here for the Rams, and she'll replace Abby Brevard. Inbound pass now here, and they'll send it into the corner. Double team there, but they get it up ahead to Carmen, and now she'll fire it back across. Blair with the basketball out front will dump a pass to Kennedy. Kennedy, left-hand dribble, now sends it over to Carmen. Back in the corner they go. Mobley up top to Flack. Flack at the top of the key. Now back over to Mobley. Now they go left side to Carmen. Carmen throws it down on the block. Kennedy got good position there. Missed the shot, though. Fight for the rebound between Halbrick and Kennedy, and they're going to call a jump ball position. It's going to be Audubon's ball on the arrow. Inbound pass now will come from the Wheelers here underneath. Inbound, and Volk will bring it up. 4:41 left to go here in this second quarter. 16-15 your score. Wheelers with a one-point lead here at home. Skip it across. It's Bylin with the basketball. Bylin a dribble and a lob back to Volk. Zone working out, and they bring the guard on the opposite side up high to defend. And now Bylin steps in, catches a pass, and shoots one from the elbow. Missed it. Rebound is saved there down low as Antofer got it back in. Now they get it off to Volk, and she gets a shot up, and she's going to be fouled here. And we'll go to the line here to shoot two for Lacey Volk.
A nice move by Volk coming across the lane. Got elevated and kind of hung in the air. Took that one-hand floater. Got fouled.
Quinn Flack picks up the foul. Her first, second team foul here against the Rams. Volk at the line, and the first free throw is good. Lacey Volk with one more free throw here coming. 17-15 your score right now, and second free throw in and out, no good, so it'll stay right there, and 4:12 left to go here, second quarter. Kennedy got the rebound, and she'll bring it up now here for the Rams. Left side dribble. Stop there and cut off, gets it off to Carmen out top. Right side pass over to Mobley. Mobley stops just inside the arc and fire up a shot, no good. Rebound tapped out, saved by Halbrick, and she'll get it off to Volk. Lacey Volk will bring it up, throw it right side to Bylin. She tried to go baseline, cut off, back up top it goes. Volk wide open for a three-pointer, good. Lacey Volk took advantage of one wide open from the top of the key, and the Wheelers out to a five-point lead again here at 20-15. Up ahead now, Rams have it, and it's Kennedy with the basketball. Crossover, send it left side to Carmen. Back up top they go to Flack. Flack over to Mobley. Mobley on the left wing. Now to Carmen. She'll try to go by. Now it kicks it off to Flack. Dump it up top. Now it goes to Blair. Kristen Blair with the basketball. Fires it across. Carmen will fire up a jumper just inside the three-point arc and gets it to go. Elizabeth Carmen with the bucket. And it's now 20-17. Left side pass. They get it to Antofer. Now back up top. It goes to Volk. Skip across to Bylin. Bylin over to Volk. Volk will dribble and now pick it up. Has it swatted away. Kennedy tapped it. Now she's trying to steal it up ahead. Ball still loose on the floor. And they're going to say, who is it last touch by?
Looked like Kennedy actually kicked it out of bounds.
So it will be Audubon basketball. A near steal there by the Rams. Poked it ahead and it was rolling on the floor and ended up kicking it out. Now the Wheelers back up front with it. Bylin forces it in to Nelson, off to Halbrick, baseline jumper, good. Marissa Halbrick knocks one down from about 14 feet. And the inbound here for the Rams is 22-17. Wheeler's on top. Blair has it here up top. Now we'll throw it back over to Carmen. Carmen on the left wing. Off to Flack. Flack just inside the three-point arc. We'll try to lob it down low to Kennedy. A nice defense by Ancho for face guarding. It's knocked out of bounds by her. It'll stay with the Rams underneath. The inbound pass now. They'll lob it in here to Mobley. Mobley now to Kennedy. Kennedy working against Antover, fires up the shot. It's off the back of the iron and the rebound high to Vogt. Vogt will push it up the floor. Off to Antover left side. Try to force a bounce pass in there. Tipped and stolen away.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN, All Sports Boosters Association. McDermott & Son Roofing Company is a master elite installer for Duralast, the world's best roof. Whether it's commercial or residential, you can trust McDermott & Son Roofing, where there is no substitute for experience. Call 800-883-2981 or 243-2981. Dusty's Place in Griswold offers daily noon specials and nightly specials Tuesday through Sunday. Come enjoy great home-cooked meals at Dusty's Place on Main Street in Griswold. Nelson's Mini Mart in Avoca supplies its customers with Shell gasoline, hot food and deli items to go, and ice cream. Quick and friendly service so you are back on the road in no time. Stop by Nelson's Mini Mart in Avoca today.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJA and All Sports Boosters Association.
Griswold Cooperative Telephone Company has provided telecommunication services to Griswold.
Inbound pass will come from the Rams, and they'll jump it in, and Nelson got in the passing lane, stole it, and then got fouled. And the foul is going to be called here against Jefferson Scranton, as right as she caught it, got ran into, and it's going to be Jennifer Kennedy picking up the foul, her first. It's 25-17, Audubon with the lead here at home over Jefferson Scranton here with 1:14 left to go here in this first half. Pass over here left side, Antofer now goes back up top, gets a Vogt, bounce pass across to Bylan. Bylan back over to Vogt here, and they'll dump it in the left corner to Antofer. Now to Vogt. Vogt with the basketball out near the timeline. Now we'll kick it across. And they'll play catch out top. We're in some time here looking for a last shot here at the end of the half. 25-17. 42 seconds left to go here in this second quarter. Vogt out front with the basketball, hanging on to it. 30 seconds to go. They're just going to back off and let her dribble out here and waste as much time as she wants. Rams still sitting at 1-3-1. 16 seconds to go in the half. 14 seconds. And now a timeout taken by Ottawa. And set up that last final play. 30-second timeout here taken by the Wheelers. So we'll keep it right here as there's 12 seconds left to go here in this first half of play. It's 25-17. Ottawa on top and looking for the last shot here before we head to the locker room for halftime. Up and down ball game here for you so far. It was Jefferson Scranton rallying back there towards the end of that first quarter to get it within a three-point ball game, 14-11. But the Wheelers have knocked down some big shots here in this second quarter with a three from Lacey Vogt and also a three from Kyra Obermeyer. And it's now a 25-17 lead. Inbound will come from Nelson. She'll get it into Vogt, and she'll go to dribble to the right side. Over to Bylan. 9 seconds to go. Albrecht back up top to Vogt. Now to Nelson. They'll try to curl around Bylan. She couldn't get open. 4 seconds. Vogt will try to lob it underneath. Nelson caught it, and she's not going to have time to corral it and get a shot up. And that's going to be the end of the first half of play. One official was signaling like he was going to call a foul, but they're going to go ahead and call it the end of the first half of play. So 25-17.
is your score here as Audubon leads this one at home in this girls' first-round regional basketball contest over Jefferson Scranton. We'll take a break, come back, and give you some numbers from halftime. You're listening to high school basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. The Embers, just off Interstate 80 in Avoca, offering daily and evening specials from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Sunday. Also, for large group dining, call the Embers in Avoca today. With over 70 years of combined experience, you can trust the work at Exhaust Pros in Audubon. Whether it's exhaust work, tire alignments, brakes, or new tires, stop next door to CarQuest for all of your quality parts and service, located at 513 Market Street in Audubon. And Polly Jones Funeral Home. During stressful times when you must deal with the loss of a loved one, turn to a friend. Turn to Polly Jones Funeral Homes in Avoca and Walnut.
Welcome back here to Audubon High School. We're at the halftime break here as Audubon leads it here in this first-round regional contest over Jefferson Scranton. 25-17 is your score here at the halftime break. It was just a three-point lead after the first quarter, but the Wheelers able to make a couple of big shots there in that second quarter and hit their lead, extended out there a little bit. But still a lot of work to do here in the second half, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty good finish by the Wheelers here in the second quarter after they jumped out to an early 14-5 lead. They were up as many as 9 points early. They saw Jefferson Scranton come back early in the second quarter and cut it to one a couple of different times. The last time was at 16-15, but the Wheelers have run off a 9-2 finish to this second quarter to get them this 8-point lead here at the break. So, yeah, it's been a pretty good finish for Audubon. Defense has really been the key for both of these ball clubs. Both teams need to move the ball probably a little bit quicker than they are, but they're not able to get crisp passes back and forth. They're having to throw it over the top of the defenders constantly. Both teams trying to stretch those zone defenses out a little bit, play long arms up in the air, and really make it difficult for the others. And so far, the defense has, I think, been winning the battle so here in the ball game early.
Yeah, they really have. Early on in the game, both teams kind of struggled hanging on to the basketball there for a little while. There was a few turnovers back and forth between the two teams, and that's kind of what let Jefferson Scranton go on a little bit of a run to get back into it. But since then, both teams have kind of cleaned up, at least taking care of possessions and getting down the floor. But, yeah, the defensive pressure has been pretty good, and there have been a lot of great, clean looks. Audubon doing some hard work to get themselves open a couple of times to get some good shots, but yeah, otherwise, it's been pretty tough sledding here for both teams, and Jefferson Scranton seems like they're working a little bit harder there on that other offensive end of the floor, because not only has it been tough defense, but they don't have a lot else that they look to other than Kennedy, and when she doesn't have a look, it looks like they're just kind of uncomfortable with some of the other players shooting the basketball.
Yeah, she's the only one that really is a legitimate scorer for the Rams out there, and she's looking to try to get that ball as close to the rack each time she gets it. So, you know, that's obviously the goal, get it to Kennedy and hope she can create something. But, you know, if you're the Rams, you have to be a little bit concerned right now simply because the numbers don't play out in your favor. Audubon averages right about 50 points per game, and they're halfway there through halftime. They're at 25, and for the Rams, they average about 37 points a game. Not a high-scoring team by anybody's definition, and they're just right close to halfway there at 17 here at the intermission. So, it looks like right now that this game is playing out about the way you figured it would if you look at the statistics. So, yeah, for the Rams, that doesn't play well because you're on the short end of most of those statistical numbers.
Yeah, and a team that really has struggled to, you know, score a lot of points here throughout the season, and it looks like, you know, Audubon has more of those weapons to be able to create that offensive production. So it's going to be a task for the Rams, I think, to try to they're doing some unique things defensively, playing that 1-3-1 and really bringing the outside defender up high out on the guards on the arc to try to defend that three-point line. But Audubon's been creative in trying to get some things worked around so that they can get players open out there on the arc, and
Rams are going to have to do a better job of defending that long-range shot here in the second half as well.
Well, and if the two teams are going to sit back in a zone, like it or not, the way one of the ways you break open a zone is hit some long-range shots, and the Rams have not done that. They don't have any three-pointers here in the ball game yet. The Wheelers, on the other hand, have gotten four in the first half, a couple of them by Susie Byland. Kyra Obermeyer's hit one from the corner, and Lacey Voke has bombed one from out top. They have the ability to do that, and as I say, that's one way to loosen up that zone. If you start doing that, then all of a sudden people start to be open down low, too, with quick passes. So, yeah, some adjustments need to be made here at halftime by both these clubs.
So it's 25-17 here at the halftime break. Audubon with the lead here over Jefferson Scranton here tonight at Audubon High School. Go ahead and take another break here, and we come right back. We'll give you the point totals here for you from the first half of basketball. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Ultimate Lawn and Power in Atlantic, they offer a great selection of lawnmowers and outdoor power equipment. They also offer rental equipment including backhoes, skid loaders, excavators, and more. Visit Ultimate Lawn and Power. They're at 1309 Southwest 7th Street in Atlantic. 21st Century Co-op, helping farmers with all their needs, feed, seed, fertilizer, chemicals, and fast, friendly service. They're all available at yours at 21st Century Co-op. 21st Century Co-op, with locations in Messina, Atlantic, Cumberland, Fontenelle, and Greenfield. Custom Body and Sound, see them for all your vehicle needs. Let them accessorize your vehicle from window tint to car audio and mobile entertainment, along with collision repair, restoration, and much, much more. Visit Custom Body and Sound, located at 1000 East 7th Street in Atlantic.
Back here at Audubon High School here as we get set here to get ready for the second half of basketball. Take a look here at the score sheet for you there from the first half for the Audubon Wheelers. Spreading things out fairly well there in that first half. 8 points for Lacey Voke. 6 points chipped in by Susie Byland with a couple of threes. 5 points for Kyra Obermeyer. 4 points for Marissa Halbrick. And 2 points chipped in by Emily Nelson there. And just 1 for 2 from the free throw line there in the first half. For the Rams, they were 10 points from Jennifer Kennedy, as she led the way there. 2 points chipped in by Elizabeth Carmen, 4 points for Kayla Mobley, and 1 point for Quinn Flack, as they were also just 1 for 2 from the line there in that first half of basketball. But that's kind of how the score sheet stacks up, and I guess, you know, fairly typical from what you would expect here from these two teams here as the stats have played out here throughout the season as well.
Yeah, the Rams trying to go a little deeper on the bench. They've gone 9 deep so far. In addition to the 5 starters, Thea Ballard, Allie Stoline, Abby Brevard, and also Tressa Rasmussen, I know I've seen in the ball game during the course of the evening. So I think primarily that's because they need to do that just to try to continue to put the pressure on defensively. They're expending a lot of energy on defense. And yeah, quite frankly, the Rams down 8 here at the first half to the Wheelers, still with a real opportunity here if they can get themselves in good position and create something off that defense. So, you know, you spend a lot of energy on defense. You need to use it to create some offense, too. And there have been some opportunities out there. I've been impressed with the pressure in the backcourt on the ball because the Wheelers are running someone out each time the ball goes up on defense. They're running someone up the floor. And they've had players like Emily Nelson a few times and some others that have been open trying to run the floor if you could get a long pass to them. But there's so much pressure on the ball in the backcourt, they just haven't been able to unload a long pass. I think the Rams would maybe like to take a page out of that book right now and see if they can get a couple easy baskets here and help themselves along the way.
Well, they did that a couple times there in the first half with transition buckets, and they seem like they have a couple of players that are pretty skilled in finishing when they're out on the run, and that'd be another way for them offensively to not have to attack the zone pressure and not worry about things being clogged up as much as if they can get down the floor quicker and get to those open spots before everything clogs up as the defense gets set. But see if the Rams to make those adjustments, and of course the Wheelers are going to like to try to prevent that here from the second half of basketball. 25-17, Wheelers lead it here at home over Jefferson Scranton. Take one more break, come back with second half basketball. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. ACGS is Atlantic's Dell Computer Store, located at the top of Chestnut Street. They specialize in sales and service of computers and electronics for home and business alike. They are proud to be a sports booster in the Atlantic area and invite you to stop in today. Geis Perry Jewelry, the jeweler of choice for all of your jewelry needs. Geis Perry Jewelry in beautiful downtown Atlantic. Geis Perry Jewelry, for now and forever.
Adair Auto Supply, your local Napa jobber in Adair. See them for all of your automotive parts and service needs, or when you need filters, hydraulic hoses, and tractor filters. Visit Adair Auto Supply today at 303 Audubon in Adair, or give them a call at 641-742-3616.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Audubon as the Wheelers have a 25-17 halftime lead here in this Class 2A Girls Regional first round matchup, lifting the lid tonight on the Class 2A Girls Postseason Regional Tournament. The winner gets a Valentine's Day kiss from the winner of IKM Manning and Ogden on Tuesday night in the second round of the regional tourney. So we go to the third quarter. The Rams will have the basketball first. Jefferson Scranton trailing by eight as they inbound and bring it up the floor. It's Kayla Mobley, Quinn Flack, Jennifer Kennedy, along with Elizabeth Carmen and Kristen Blair, the starting five on the floor for the Rams. Quick pass down low, breaking across the lane and getting the basket to go in down low is Jennifer Kennedy. She's got a dozen now, and it's 25-19. Wheelers up the floor now as they have Emily Nelson, Marissa Halbrick, Susie Byland, Kyra Obermeyer, and Lacey Volk on the floor. Left side, going to rip off a three, try and no good. Rebound inside was to Emily Nelson, and flashing from behind and picking up a foul is going to be Kayla Mobley. That'll be her first, and the first team foul against the Rams here in this second half. Ball out of bounds to Audubon, down low. They lob it, it's for Halbrick. It's knocked away and stolen. They knocked it up in the air, hit the underside of the basket, and Jennifer Kennedy picked it up. And we're going to have, that's an inadvertent whistle. The official here in the back court as Kennedy started up the floor, guarded by Volk, blew the whistle, and he admitted his mistake and gave it right back to the Rams. Up the floor comes Kennedy. Kennedy out top here to Mobley on the left wing. Out across it goes. Flack up top of the arc. Now off to Carmen. Carmen back across now to Blair. Blair right side of the key. Mobley left side, the dribble drive and the kick out. Now back out top they go to Kennedy. Kennedy just inside the arc, the head fake, the drive right side. She floats in the air, misses the shot, got her own rebound, puts it back up in traffic. No, but she gets fouled. And free throws coming for Jennifer Kennedy. Foul whistled inside against Marissa Halbrick. That'll be her first. Team foul number one against the Wheelers here in the second half. Kennedy at the free throw line. 64% free throw shooter on the year. Misses the first. That was her first free throw attempt here in the game. Second try coming, and the second one is good. So Kennedy hits one of the two. 5-point game now, 25-20, Audubon on top. Wheelers coming in 14-6 on the year. The Rams 5-16. And a much better game than some folks may have anticipated. As Volk left side off the dribble, pulls up, fires, no good. Halbrick the rebound underneath, and she'll put it back in. Nice job identifying that the shot was going to come up short there by Halbrick as she got underneath, got the ball, and got the put back. It's 27-20 Wheelers. Mobley front court, crossed the way to Blair, right side. Blair down the lane to Mobley, tapped away, out of bounds. Obermeyer got a hand on it. 6:25 left to play here in this third quarter, 27-20, Audubon on top. Jefferson Scranton underneath, picked up there by Kennedy, and she'll throw it out of bounds. Kennedy down on the block, might have gotten away with a double dribble on the inbound, but she turned in traffic, tried to fire it back out across the other side and threw it over the top of the intended receiver into the bleachers. Wheeler ball, Byland here right side with it, on the arc, off the dribble, back across it goes now to Volk. To the corner now, Obermeyer left side, back to Byland, now Volk, Obermeyer left corner, she'll launch a three try, that's off the front of the rim, no good. It's a rebound taken away by the Rams. Long pass up the floor, Mobley trying to run ahead, and gets fouled. There's a run out by the Rams, and Mobley will get free throws as she's bumped and fouled up the floor. Obermeyer picks up her second. Obermeyer will check out of the ball game now as Haley Antofer comes back into the lineup for the Wheelers. Ball out of bounds. They're going to say the foul on the floor, not a shooting foul, so the Jefferson Scranton girls will inbound it. Mobley left side grabs, guns, no good. Rebound to Volk. Lacey Volk will run the floor. Long pass up the floor. Antofer, just barely got away before she walked with it, but then threw the ball into traffic, and it's knocked out of bounds by the Wheelers. So the Rams will get it back. 5:45 to go in the third. The inbounds feed.
Carmen ahead to Kennedy, running the floor, and she's fouled from behind. Ann Topher reaching. Got her on the arm. That'll be her first, third team foul against the Wheelers.
You can really tell the Rams making a concerted effort to try to run out the floor like they thought they might.
They'll lob it out top. Carmen with it. She'll leave it here left side for Mobley, and back across it goes. Carmen, right side to Flack out on the arc. Back up top, Blair, top of the arc. Now to Kennedy coming out to get it. Kennedy across the way comes to Flack. Flack across to Mobley. Mobley looking, now leaving it for Carmen. She'll turn and fire one up just inside the arc and banks that one home. Elizabeth Carmen with her second field goal is 27-22. Rams stay within shooting distance. Folk out top, right side Bylan, open on the arc. Here comes the three, and she knocks it down. Susie Bylan does that very well. That's her third of the night. And at 30-22, Audubon back up by eight. That was their halftime advantage. Mobley breaks pressure now in the backcourt. Ball knocked away momentarily by Volk, but right back to Mobley, so the Rams will keep it. Mobley out top, over to the right side to Blair. Blair looking for Kennedy. Kennedy has her back run up there by Antofer. No call. Now Mobley. Kennedy down on the block. Goes underneath. Throws one up. No good. Gets fouled. Tried to go up and under. And she'll get two free throws. That foul underneath against Haubrick is her second. Team foul number four against the Wheelers here in the half. 4:35 left to play in this third quarter as Kennedy makes the first of her two free throws. Flack will check out of the ball game now as Allie Stoline is back in for the Rams. One more try coming here for Kennedy, and that one is also good. 30-24. Audubon by six. Lacey Volk up the floor now with it for the Wheelers. Cross here to Byland. Byland off the dribble, lobs it down low for Haubrick. Nice pass inside. She got fouled. The lob down on the low block to Haubrick. She was able to come up with it, and she got fouled underneath by Carmen. That'll be her second. That's just the second team foul against the Rams here in this second half. At the free throw line, Marissa Haubrick for a couple. The first one is no good. Lacey Volk is the one holdover, or the one true holdover from 2 years ago, the last time the Wheelers made a state tournament appearance. In 2010, she was the starting point guard as a sophomore on that club. You'd look to her for leadership in a close game down the stretch. She usually provides it as Haubrick knocks down the second free throw. So she makes one of the two. It's 31-24, 7-point lead for Audubon. And now Kennedy breaks pressure. She takes the pass, runs the floor, and lost the dribble out of bounds. She was trying to lean on Lacey Volk, who was covering her up the sideline here, and lost the handle on the dribble, and it'll turn back over to Audubon. Volk across the timeline. Left side leaves it out on the wing for Ann Topher. Back to Volk in the corner. Volk the lob out top. And across it comes to Byland. Byland outside. Right side wing now with it is Ann Topher. She'll dump it into traffic to Nelson. Back across to Volk. Now Byland open again on the arc. Here comes the three ball. This time it's no good. Skims the side of the rim and goes out of bounds. Byland had a good clean look here on the right wing. Couldn't get that one to fall. 3:50 left to go in this third quarter. Audubon with a 7-point lead. The inbounds feed in the backcourt. Pressure again by the Wheelers as Mobley takes the inbound, and she'll work it up the floor, the long pass ahead. And now the stop and the quick shot up, and it rattles around and hits everything and falls through for the freshman, Tressa Rasmussen. And it's 31-26. I didn't know there was that much glass to hit. Front court, now the Wheelers have it. Haubrick dumps it down low. It's tipped, knocked free loose, and it's taken away by the Rams. Stoline came out of there with it, but she turned and walked with it. So the ball will go right back to the Wheelers. Tough break there for Jefferson Scranton after making the defensive play. It'll be Wheeler basketball here in the front court. They'll dump it down low to Haubrick in traffic. She'll feed it out to Bylan. Right side Volk, open 17-footer, is in and out, no good. Haubrick the rebound. Her putback in traffic is no good, but she's fouled, and she'll get free throws. Haubrick just holding her ground underneath, gets fouled by Mobley. That'll be her second. Now Marissa Haubrick now to the free throw line for Audubon. 3:16 remaining in the third quarter. Haubrick's first one is no good. 31-26, a 5-point lead here for Audubon. Second try by Halbrick. That one ricochets off the rim, no good. Rebounded by the Rams, and up they come. Kennedy down the lane, bounce feed Mobley, short shot, no good. Rebound inside to Amtofer. Quickly ahead to Volk, she wants to run. Lacey Volk up the right side. Oh, nice crossover into the lane. The step across move, and she lays one in with her right hand. 10 points now for Volk, and it's 33-26 Wheelers. Kennedy left side, the kick out now. Mobley top of the arc. Left side it comes now, Brevard. Back across the way it goes. Rasmussen into the corner, Mobley. Mobley off the dribble out top to the free throw line. Wide open, the jumper good. Mobley, I think, was surprised she was that open as she got to the free throw line. Jumps it in. It's 33-28, back to a 5-point Wheeler lead. Audubon ball front court. Wheeler's out top. Volk with it. 2:25 to go in the third. Byland here on the right wing. Byland will walk it back out as the Rams stretch the defense. Out top, Lacey Volk. Halbrick now from the corner, right side, fires one up, no good. Rebound inside, and a traveling violation by the Rams. They came up with the board. Rasmussen, though, walked with it, trying to cut through traffic. Emily Nelson checks out. Kyra Obermeyer back in now for the Wheelers, and it'll be a Wheeler ball. They inbound, Byland left side. Back across it comes to Antofer. Here to the right corner now, Volk, lob low, Halbrick underneath, missed it, got her own rebound, it's swatted away from her, and now a foul against the Wheelers. As Mobley came away with the ball, and Obermeyer grabbed her trying to head up the floor. That'll be three on Obermeyer, and the ball turns back over to the Rams. 2:01 left here in the third. Wheelers up by five, a very uncomfortable 5-point lead right now for Audubon. Jefferson scrams into the front court. Oh, bad pass, tipped away, knocked away, and stolen by Byland. Byland up the floor, going to take it all the way in the rack, missed the layup. It was contested, it wasn't clean. But she missed the layup try, and the ball rebounded by the Rams. Kennedy out of the front court, leaves it for Mobley. Out top it goes, wide open at the top of the arc, and firing in a three is Allie Stoline, and it's a 2-point game, 33-31. Rams hanging around. Wheelers left side now, Antofer on the arc, the lob to the corner. Volk, high post now to Halbrick. Now Byland. Oh, that shot was tipped, it came up short, it's out of bounds, it'll stay with the Wheelers. That ball was tipped down. So it might have been tipped by one of the Wheelers underneath.
Obermeyer hit it, I think, as it came down to the floor. She didn't realize it was going to be their ball.
So the Rams get the ball back, trailing here by two. Minute 16 left as Lacey Volk goes Pele on the inbound. He kicks that one out of bounds. I guess I got to keep up with the time. She goes Beckham on the inbound. Now the lob taken by Kennedy, and up the floor she comes. Kennedy curls down the right side of the lane. In traffic, throws up a wild shot. It won't go, but a foul on the floor before the shot. Going to be whistled against the Wheelers. And they're going to whistle that on Antofer. That'll be her second. That's team number six already on the Wheelers. So the next foul will put the Rams at the free throw line in the bonus. Rams looking to inbound. Now they fire it right side. Out on the arc, a three ball on the way is no good by Rasmussen. Rebounded by Nelson. Quickly ahead, Antofer for the Wheelers. Has her pocket pick. Kennedy tapped it away, stole it. Here she comes up the floor, left side, all the way to the rack. Offensive foul. Lacey Volk took the charge as she got back. Ram fans don't like it. Wheeler fans on the other side of the gym, you can hear what they think.
Pretty good play by Volk. She knew it was coming, and she set up and got herself square and stood there.
That's the second foul on Jennifer Kennedy. Under a minute, 55 seconds left in the third quarter. 33-31, Wheelers just by two. Byland, left side, Volk from the arc. The three ball coming, no good. Rebound inside is caught between a couple of players. Now grabbed by Mobley, and the Rams have it. Again, a chance to tie or take the lead. Kennedy, front court, and a timeout asked for by Coach Chad Morton as he jumps off the bench quickly with 38 seconds remaining in this first half. It's a full timeout. We'll take a break. 33-31 Wheelers. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Wiggus & Johnson, a division of Ameriprise Financial Advisors. They'll help you with personal and small business financial planning. See Zach Wiggus or Jenny Johnson in Atlantic or Audubon today.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank. That's what keeps us in the lead. We take good care of
of you. First rate full service and a style you're sure to like.
Your entire family leads an active lifestyle. The Family Vision Center has eyewear to fit your personal taste and lifestyle. Safety, fashion designer, UV sunglasses, and more. Stop in and see the staff at the Family Vision Center, 4 West 5th Street in Atlantic, or call 243-1965 for an appointment.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Audubon. 38 seconds left in the third quarter. Rams down by 2 to the Wheelers with the basketball. Right side, Kennedy stops, curls, now goes baseline, steps back. The short jumper is in and out. No good. Mobley the rebound, but Mobley can't get it to go, and it's rebounded there by the Wheelers. Long pass, running the floor. Antofer running. Layup is good. Antofer with the basket on the other side. 15 seconds left. Rams inbound. Kennedy going to run it up the floor. They got, though, they had numbers. The ball knocked away momentarily. She scoops it up, now feeds it left side. Quick shot, no good by Rasmussen. Rebounded by the Wheelers. Up the floor, Vogt. 2 seconds, 1 second. Byland ahead. The quick shot up, and good at the buzzer. Susie Byland up the right side. Lacey Vogt, that's what leaders do. Get the ball to the front court, get it to the open player. And Byland drills a 15-footer from the right wing as the Wheelers open up a 6-point lead here at the break. 37-31 Audubon after three. Chris will take you home after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Steve Sisler with Proctor, Carnes & Carnes. For all your life, health, group disability, and estate planning needs, call Steve Sisler with Proctor, Carnes & Carnes Insurance in Oneida at 712-762-4191. Hawkeye Ford, the little Ford store, has been in business for 24 years. They're family-owned and operated and offer a big selection of vehicles at low prices. Hawkeye Ford, located east of Red Oak on Highway 34. And the staff of the Atlantic Medical Center, where they're proud to care for Atlantic and the surrounding communities with offices in Oneida, Griswold, and Messina. Atlantic Medical Center, caring for their friends and neighbors here in Southwest Iowa.
Welcome back here, and as we begin the fourth quarter, Audubon has the basketball and the lead, 37-31. Albrecht, a big collision here against Mobley on the sideline. No call as the ball went to the floor, and they're going to say it's out of bounds to the Wheelers, so they're going to keep it here on this near side. As we ended the third quarter, it was a late bucket by Susie Byland right as the time expired of the third quarter to get Audubon this six-point lead, and they have it here out top. Byland to pass across to Volk. Volk will send it in the corner to Antofer. Back up top to Volk. Volk to skip across to Byland. Byland a dribble and a pass to Halbrick in the corner. Double team. Try to force the pass inside to Nelson, but it's knocked out of bounds. It'll be Wheeler basketball underneath.
Well, you're not kidding, Forrest. There was no place to go with that ball.
Inbound pass lobbed to Nelson. And she'll kick it back out top to Byland. She curls around, stops at the elbow. Jumper good. Susie Byland knocks down another bucket, and it's 39-31. Wheelers on top. Rams across the timeline over to Mobley. Mobley has it on the right side. Now it comes to Carmen. Carmen back to Mobley. Mobley now will send it here left side. And they get a pass there to Kennedy. Kennedy will curl around the screen in traffic, and we're going to have a reach-in foul call here on the floor. Trying to force a pass across there to Mobley, and the foul going to be whistled on Marissa Halbrick, her third. And now that is the bonus time here for the Rams. That'll be the 17th foul here against the Wheelers. So from here on out, Jefferson Scranton in the bonus. And the front end is knocked down by Jennifer Kennedy. 64% free throw shooter on the year, but she's been better than that so far here tonight. 4 out of 5, but she does miss the second now. And the rebound taken down by the Wheelers. Volk will bring it up ahead here. 7 minutes to go in the ballgame. 39-32. Wheelers on top. Down low, they got a nice pass to Nelson, and she had a nice lane there to the basket and knocks down the bucket. And now a lob here for the Rams, and they'll try to run the floor. Kennedy got it across to Carmen. Let the defender fly by. Here's jumper good off the glass.
Well, Carmen at 5'5 had no chance down low except to do what she did. Good heady play.
Volk up ahead will lob it over right side to Byland. Byland in the corner now to Volk.
Now they throw it away. Stolen down there as Quinn Flack got in the passing lane and stole it. Up ahead on the run, they'll get it to Carmen. She'll stop. Barely hangs on to the pivot foot. Now get it across to Blair here, left wing. Blair off to Flack out top. They leave her alone, and she'll dump a pass off to Mobley. Now off to Carmen. 41-34, Wheelers lead it. 6:10 left to go in the ballgame. Mobley now with the basketball just inside the arc off to Blair. Blair will pass it over to Kennedy. Kennedy working against Antofer. Now we'll stop and fire one up from 18. No good. The rebound pulled down there by the Wheelers. Up ahead, they'll run it here. Throw it left side to Bylund. Bylund back up top to Volk. Volk will drive and kick it to Antofer. She goes baseline. Jumper awkward and missed. And the rebound taken down there by Carmen underneath. She's double-teamed but able to throw it out of pressure to Blair. Now over to Kennedy here, right side. They'll get it across the timeline. Kennedy a pass over to Blair. Left corner, Mobley. Mobley bounce pass to Kennedy. She tries to curl inside. Runner in the lane. Good.
Well, Kennedy really having to be creative and try to figure out a shot.
That one was on the run in the lane as she's fallen to the right side, but knocks it down. 41-36. Here's your score. Lob across here. Now back to Bylund. She'll try the three. Just had enough space. Missed it, though. And now a foul on the rebound try as Emily Nelson's going to get listed for a foul here underneath. And we'll go back to the other end here and shoot free throws once again. As that's now the eighth team foul here against the Wheelers. Overmeyer up off the bench. She'll replace Halbrick for the Audubon Ball Club. At the line, Elizabeth Carmen will be the one to shoot the 1-1. Front end is no good. Rebound will be chased in the corner, and Volk was trying to steal it away from Kennedy, and Kennedy's going to get called for a reach-in foul. So Kennedy picks up her third, and the inbound now here for the Wheelers in the backcourt. Volk will walk it up the floor here. 5 minutes left to play. 41-36, Wheelers lead. Pass up top to Volk. Skip across. It goes to Bylund. Bylund will drive back up to the top of the key and hand it off to Volk. Skip it back across to Bylund on the right side. Now in the corner it goes to Overmeyer. Back to Volk. She dribbles. Tried to scoop a pass, but Overmeyer was cutting. It was going to be stolen anyways, but getting in the passing lane was Blair to take it away. Now up ahead they try to lob a long pass, and Volk goes high to tap it and knock it out of bounds. It'll stay with the Rams. Volk a little bit slow to get up, but it looks like she's all right. Blair will inbound now here for Jefferson Scranton. Do have a player set to check in here, but they didn't whistle her in. So the Rams will inbound here. Get it up top. Carmen over to Mobley. Mobley hanging on to it outside. Now a pass across over to Quinn Flack. They'll lob it down low. Kennedy's wide open underneath the basket as she caught Antro for trailing. And Kennedy gets the easy bucket. 41-38, and now a timeout taken here by the Wheelers. Take a full timeout. 4:14 left to go. It's 41-38. Wheelers on top. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Wyrick Welding Plus has a convenient store where you can get a variety of snacks and beverages, as well as groceries and supplies. They also carry a large assortment of fishing accessories, bait, and firewood for the local campers and fishermen. The C Store in Lewis opens 7 days a week for your convenience. J&S Carpentry of Atlantic, offering quality professional work on bathroom and kitchen remodeling, they'll even build you a brand new house. No job is too big or too small for them. Give J&S Carpentry of Atlantic a call today, 243-5788. That's 243-5788. The TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Stop by or give them a call, 243-3032. That's the TV Store at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic.
Welcome back here after the timeout taken by the Wheelers. They have the ball leading by just 3 points, 41-38. Here's a pass left side. Nelson wide open on the block is Halbrick, and they found her, and she gets the easy bucket.
She's just jumping up and down with her hands in the air wide open, wanting the basketball.
Inbound pass. Kennedy will lob it up ahead to Carmen. She catches it on the run, and now we'll stop and kick it up top to Blair. Back across. Flack has it. Looking for some help off to Blair. Blair back to Flack. Now over to Carmen. Carmen back up top to Kennedy. Jennifer Kennedy lobs it across to Flack, just inside the three-point arc. Lob back across all the way to Kennedy. She'll turn, go baseline, Awkward jumper, no good. Flack the rebound and tried to put it back up, but she was falling away. Missed it, and the rebound to the Wheelers. On the run, Bylan down low to Nelson. She's open, and she gets fouled. She'll go to the line here to shoot two. Shot didn't go. Foul going to be whistled here against Elizabeth Carmen. That'll be her third.
Well, the Wheelers just beating the Rams up the floor after missed basket attempts on the other side here the last couple of times down. Last one resulted in a basket by Halbrick. Now a couple of free throws.
And the free throw up and off the back of the iron there that time by Nelson. One more coming here for Emily Nelson. It's 43-38. Audubon on top with 3:27 left to go in the game. Free throw on the way, and that one's good. Nelson knocks down that one. And we'll have the inbound here on the baseline. They get it in here to Mobley. Mobley across to Blair. Blair will work it up ahead. Off to Mobley. Mobley will skip across. He'll get it over there to Stoline. She'll go baseline. Beat Halbrick there. Missed the shot, though, as it danced off the rim. Rebound underneath from the putback is good by Kennedy. Kennedy benefits, and now the Wheelers will try to push it. Across the tough pass was trying to be rifled across. It's tipped and stolen. Blair got a hand on it. They were looking for Nelson and couldn't get it to her quick enough. Here comes the Rams back the other way. Kennedy will send it to Stoline outside. Off to Blair. Now to Kennedy left side. Four-point game, 44-40. Wheelers lead, 2:45 left to go. Skip across. Stoline now up top. A three-pointer on the way. In and out, no good by Mobley. And a collision for the rebound, but the Wheelers come away with it. Here's Volk. We'll dump it off to Bylan. Bylan will dribble back up to the top. And the Rams will continue to extend that zone way out high. As they'll come pressure Volk with the ball. She'll get it off to Nelson. Now baseline Obermeyer. Back up top to Volk. Volk back to Obermeyer. Now they'll try to fire a tough pass across. It's tipped, but Nelson able to track it down and save it. And I'll get back to Volk. 2:11 left to go in the game. 4-point lead for the Wheelers. Now a tough pass. It's tipped and stolen. Carmen got in the way of it, and then she traveled trying to get up the floor. Couldn't corral the basketball clean enough to get up the floor, but she tried to get out quickly, and the Wheelers will get it back. Inbound pass now here for the Wheelers, and they'll lob it up the floor. Bylan has it right side. 2 minutes left. 44-40. Wheelers lead it here. Pass back up top. It goes to Volk. Volk now gets it off to Nelson and back up top to Volk. Wheelers being patient here. They'll send it in the corner to Obermeyer. Skip back across to Bylan. Bylan back over to Volk. Wheeler's going to use some clock here. Bylan outside. Will bounce pass it across. Over to Volk. Lob back across to Bylan. And they're going to come out and foul her as Mobley will come out and commit the foul. It'll be her third. And that is now the 17th foul here against the Rams. So we'll go to the line here for the 1-1. Wheeler's forced him into that situation there as Volk will head to the charity stripe.
Bylan, a 62% free throw shooter on the season.
And Bylan misses or makes the first one. It rolled around and then fell through. Misspoke there. It wasn't Volk heading to the line. It's Bylan. Second one here for Susie Bylan, and that one is good as well. She splashes that one right through. 46-40, 6-point game. Rams will inbound here with 1:29 left to go. Inbound pass will come here to Mobley. Has it tipped and stolen. Obermeyer took it right away from her. She has it in the corner across to Bylan, in and out of her hands, and not going to be saved before it goes out of bounds. And the Rams will have it back. Up off the bench, Abby Brevard and Tressa Rasmussen will check back in here for the Rams.
Tough one there that time for the Wheelers. After Obermeyer made the steal, she was trying to get the ball underneath quickly to Bylan for the bucket, and a little too tall on the pass. They really didn't need the points at that time. They could have just run some clock and pulled it back out. But it is what it is. The turnover, and now a 30-second timeout by Jefferson Scranton.
We are just after 8 o'clock. You listen to high school basketball here on KJN, AM 1220, Atlantic Iowa, and FM 101.1. Also, thanks to those for listening in here tonight on the web at KJN.com. It's 46-40. Wheelers lead it here as we head to the final minute and about 20 seconds left here in the ballgame. As Audubon able to hang on to this lead here. It's been down to as low as 3 points for them, but been able to keep plugging along and keep a little bit of distance between themselves and the Rams. Crowd on its feet here after the timeout, trying to rally the Wheeler faithful here at home. 1:17 now on the clock as they inbound, and they get it off to Kennedy, and she'll work it out top, trying to get a screen. She'll go right side, all the way to the baseline, trying to curl around, gets to the block, and the shot is good. They gave her enough space to get around. And it's 46-42, 1 minute left to go. Volk out top with the basketball, and the Wheeler's going to be satisfied to use some clock again. Volk lost her dribble, but able to keep dribbling as she kept her dribble on the floor, and the Wheelers quickly took a timeout. Volk would have saved the play regardless, but they do quickly take a timeout. So 46-42, 56 seconds left to go. We'll take a break as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Medevac Paramedic Ambulance Service, an advanced care provider, wants to remind you about hunting safety. If you are using a tree stand, please always use your safety harness. This little reminder comes from Medevac Paramedic Ambulance Service of Atlantic. Wyman Body Works in Griswold is your one-stop shop from collision to custom repair. Rick and the guys have over 40 years' experience. Wyman Body Works at 202 Mill Street in Griswold. Give them a call at 712-778-2639. That's 712-778-BODY. Anytime Fitness in Atlantic has top-of-the-line strength equipment and cardio equipment with a clean atmosphere. They're open 24 hours with state-of-the-art security. Join Anytime Fitness in Atlantic, located in the Hy-Vee Shopping Plaza.
Welcome back here after the timeout. Inbound for the Wheelers. It's 46-42. Wheelers lead at 50 seconds left to go in the game. Volk has it. Throw it right side to Halbrick out on the arc, and they're going to call a foul here as she gets hit there by Allie Stoline. It'll be her first, and we'll go to the free throw line here for Halbrick, and it'll be the 1-1. Eighth team foul now here against the Rams. Halbrick at the free throw line. First one is well short, and the rebound fought for. Overmeyer tried to save it before it went out of bounds, but she couldn't catch up to it. And the Rams will get it back here. And they'll inbound, and you know they'll be looking at here late to get in the hands of Jennifer Kennedy. She's got 24 points tonight here for Jefferson Scranton. 38 seconds to go. Up ahead. Kennedy will go right side with it. Try to go baseline. She's cut off there. Backs out. Now she'll fire one from 17. That's no good. Rebound by Volk. 28 seconds left to go, and Volk will bring it up the floor. 4-point lead for the Wheelers.
I would seriously expect the ball to stay in the hands of Volk or Susie Byland, one of their better free throw shooters.
And Volk just doing some fancy ball handling out front until they foul, and they finally do with 15 seconds left to go in the ball game, and Lacey Volk will go to the line here with a 4-point lead and shooting the 1-1.
Yeah, with her kind of ball handling skills, and as I said, she's a three-year starter, the one holdover starter that they had 2 years ago, last time they went to the state tournament. I fully expect her to keep the ball in her hands.
15 seconds left. We'll have a timeout on the floor by Jefferson Scranton. We'll keep it right here. 4-point game, 46-42 is your score here, and we'll have Lacey Volk at the free throw line here for the 1-1 after we come out of the break.
Yeah, Lacey Volk's not going to jump off the page at you statistically. She's got 10 points here in the ballgame, so she is in double figures. But, yeah, she's the engine that makes this team run, and she's done a terrific job. Susie Byland's hit a lot of critical shots here in the basketball game tonight for the Wheelers. She's got 15 points. But how about the job Jennifer Kennedy's doing on the other side for the Rams? She's really their only offensive option. And you'd think that the Wheelers could just clamp down on her, not give her any opportunities at all. But she scored 24 points tonight and had to do a lot of that creatively.
Yeah, she's been working very hard to find some open spots, working around along the baseline and running into the lane and getting shots up on the run awkwardly. It's been pretty impressive performance by Kennedy tonight. She's definitely a great player. But Lacey Volk, the leader of the Wheelers, will step up to the line and have a chance to extend a 4-point lead here with just 15 seconds left and really help her squad out here. Volk at the line here and will step up for the front end. And it's on the way and good. The senior does what you hope a senior will do and step up and hit big free throws. One more coming here for Lacey Volk, and that one's off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound taken by Kennedy. 47-42, 11 seconds to go. Kennedy has it. She'll go right side. Tapped away. Byland steals it on the run out. 6 seconds to go. She'll dribble away from pressure and fouled with just 4 seconds left. as she'll be fouled by Trisha Rasmussen, and it'll be Susie Bylin at the free throw line here with the 5-point game lead for the Wheelers, and the two shots now coming here for Bylin. And the front end is good. Double bonus here, and Susie Bylin buries the shot. It's a 6-point game now, 48-42. This one would almost certainly put it out of any sort of reach, and she does knock it down. Rattles home, and the inbound here, they'll get it to Kennedy. 2 seconds to go, she'll run it up the floor, and time expires. The Audubon Wheelers have stamped themselves a Valentine's night date here in the second round of the postseason. 49-42 the win here tonight for the Wheelers as they pick up the win over Jefferson Strand. We'll come back to wrap it up. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. J&R Tax Service, individual and small business tax preparation, year-round payroll and bookkeeping services. J&R Tax Service, experienced, trained tax professionals located at 8 East 5th Street in Atlantic. Call 243-5028. For great eats and specialty drinks, go to the Middle of Nowhere Cafe and Bar on Main Street in downtown Cumberland. Stop in for lunch or supper and for their Tuesday and Friday night specials. The Middle of Nowhere Cafe and Bar located at 112 Main Street in Cumberland. Call 712-774-5425. Down to Earth Lawn and Landscapes in Atlantic for complete lawn care and landscaping. They offer lawn mowing and application, tree and shrub pruning, disease and pesticide control, retaining walls, brick patios, and more. Call them at 712-249-3977.
Welcome back here to Audubon High School as we finish up our ball game here for the Audubon Wheelers here at home over the Jefferson Scranton Rams. And we mentioned before the ball game started, you oftentimes kind of throw those stats as far as the records go on the season out the window, and you never really know how different conferences are going to match up against each other. And it was a fight here for the Wheelers tonight to pull out the victory here at home.
Yeah, you know, you watch the game, and I'm still trying to figure out how in the world Jefferson Scranton stayed so close during the course of this ball game, just simply because they didn't have a lot of people participating. They scored 42 points, and way over half of those were scored by one player, Jennifer Kennedy. They got enough from some of the other players to stay around, but, you know, pretty good defensive effort on both sides, and the Wheelers very nearly getting to their average. They average about 50 points a game. They got to 49 here tonight, but some good individual performances by both teams tonight. Kennedy with the big numbers for Jefferson Scranton, but now Susie Bylin, the sophomore, hits some really big shots early and then hits some big free throws down the stretch to help seal the deal. And of course Lacey Volk just continues to play her kind of basketball and just control the basketball game. Good all-around game both ways tonight. I think the Wheelers happy with the victory, and I think the Rams are probably disappointed, obviously, with the loss, but I should be pretty proud of the effort that they gave here tonight, because I'm not sure a lot of folks in wearing the home red really expected this kind of a challenge this evening.
Yeah, it was definitely a tough ball game, and yeah, I give a lot of credit to the Rams for sticking it out here through the game, and some great individual efforts out there on the floor here tonight. And taking a look at that stat sheet, one of those comes from Jennifer Kennedy for the Rams, and she finished with 24 points here tonight, leading all scorers in the game, but as we mentioned, not quite enough help from everybody else out there on the floor. Elizabeth Carmen had six points chipped in by Kayla Mobley, and then 3 points for Allie Stoline, 2 points chipped in by Tressa Rasmussen, and just one tonight for Quinn Flack. And that was all the scoring there for the Rams, as they were 5 of 9 from the free throw line here tonight as well, and most of those trips were from Kennedy as well. So that's how the scoring went for the Rams. For the Wheelers, they got a nice night here from Susie Bylin. We mentioned she should hit some big shots, and especially early on, she hit a couple of threes to get things going, and then she hit some big free throws down the stretch in the fourth quarter to help the Wheelers get the victory here. 17 points for her on the evening. Also, 11 chipped in tonight by Lacey Volk, and of course, she shows up in the stat sheet a lot more so in just the running of the team and the ball handling skills. And you won't see many better point guard ball handlers out there on the floor around Southwest and Western Iowa than Lacey Volk, and she showed just what the senior can do here tonight. 9 points chipped in by Marissa Halbrick, 5 points apiece for Emily Nelson and Kyra Obermeyer, and 2 points chipped in tonight by Haley Antofer here in the ball game. They were 8 of 15 from the free throw line here tonight for the Audubon Wheelers as they held on down the stretch here and pick up the 49-42 victory, and that means they get to play on here as they'll move on to Tuesday night.
Yeah, next up for the Wheelers, they will play Tuesday night in Manning in a 7 o'clock tip time, and they'll play the winner of the IKM Manning-Ogden game, which is going on in Manning tonight. And let me guess, who might win that one?
Probably IKM Manning.
Yeah, they're third ranked in the state in 2A, and there are only two losses on the year, coming twice to the top ranked team, Oda Bolt Arthur BCIG. So, yeah, a pretty strong bet that IKM Manning will be their opponent on Tuesday night in what would be a very tough road test for the Wheelers. But a good win for them tonight. Solid basketball game. A few mistakes here and there, but they played well enough to overcome a few of those here, too. And really, a good defensive effort by Jefferson Scranton. The Rams gave nothing easy to the Wheelers here tonight at all. They had to hit some key baskets. And as we said, those early threes by Susie Byland, don't discount those. They really tried to use those threes to kind of open things up a little bit. At some point, you got to shave the top off that can before you can really open up what you want to do offensively. And Byland really helped them do that here this evening. So nice effort tonight by the Wheelers all the way around. Good team victory.
Yep, so they pick up the win here tonight, 49-42. Your final once again as Audubon will move on now to play on Tuesday night in Manning. And that wraps up, of course, our broadcast here tonight. Plenty of high school basketball here for you coming up this next week here on KJN. As, of course, we're into the postseason and all those opening round and district and regional games get underway here, both the girls and the boys' side. And coming up here, our next high school game will be on the way for you on Monday night, as that is right back up here in Audubon, here at Audubon High School, as the Wheelers will host Glidden-Ralston coming up on Monday night for a 1A boys' district first round game. And that's also a 7 o'clock tip-off coming up on Monday night, so we'll have that one for you here on the radio and on the web as well at KJN.com. Also, coming up tomorrow afternoon, we'll have some women's college basketball for you as the Iowa Hawkeyes will be playing coming up here tomorrow afternoon. That's a 1:45 start time for the Iowa women tomorrow, that you can catch that here on the radio as they take on Michigan. So we'll have that one for you, 1:45. And, of course, as mentioned, high school basketball Monday night here in Audubon as they host Glidden-Ralston on the boys' side. That'll wrap up our broadcast here tonight. Once again, 49-42, Wheelers of Audubon beat the Jefferson Scranton Rams and move on to play in second-round postseason action on Tuesday night. For Jim Field and John Barron's helping out back in the studio, I'm Chris Parks, and good night from Audubon.